Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Dinner time, when I received a phone call at home from a troubled teenager that desperately wanted help from the torment that he was experiencing. Now, Josh, my friends, had just become a Christian several weeks earlier, and he renounced his involvement in Satanism. But something was still wrong. Something was still wrong. He was battling this deep-seated rage that he still harbored as a result of being mistreated as a child. Now, this young man spoke of being delivered from many demons, but he felt like there were some more demons still trying to destroy his life. I believe the rage, the intense rage, is what held him from the total freedom that he so hungered for. Now, I could sense the urgency from this young man's voice, and I could tell he needed help. And he needed help now. So, we scheduled to meet later that night. My wife and I arrived in Josh's small town around 10 o'clock. That night, with hardly anybody around on the town streets, it was an eerie silence. Now, we picked up Josh from his home. He had mentioned he didn't want to talk with us in his home since his father was home. For you must understand, it was his father that introduced him to the occult at a young age. So all of us decided to get a room at the only motel in the town to talk. Still sensing that getting rid of that rage that he had was the key to Josh's deliverance, I open up the scriptures to Ephesians 4, where Paul commanded the believers of his day to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. This immediately sparked a demonic reaction. Evil spirits surfaced from within his body and spoke to me. Evil spirits manifested from within his body with violence. Evil spirits took control of his body that night. And for hours, my wife and I were involved in an intense exorcism that I want to share with you. I want to share with you my experience, my encounter that night. My heart went out to this young man because I knew that Satan desired him, desired to destroy him. You know, it's consistent to what the Apostle Peter says. He says, be alert in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. He says, be alert and of sober mind, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of the living God, the Apostle Peter used the word devour, looking for someone to devour. Your enemy, the devil, looks to you, to devour your children, to devour your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your granddaughter, your grandson. Evil spirits under the sway of the devil under the sway of Lucifer, under the sway of Satan, desires you. Satan desires you. The devil desires you. He's looking for someone to devour. And I'm afraid to say, he has many opportunities throughout this world to devour. Because many people have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil desires you. Satan desires you. That's why Peter says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. You need to be alert. You need to be on guard. You need to be on alert because the devil's looking for you. And the devil wants to devour you. The devil wants to devour you. So this broadcast, this presentation today, is about warning you. It's about calling you to be alert, to be of sober mind, because the devil wants you. So tonight we're going to discuss the subject, how the devil desires you, in tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with a reminder for all Jesus freaks from the Voice of the Martyrs.
It's easy to dismiss computer-based social networking as a waste of time and resources. But like other media advancements throughout history, ministries, including the Voice of the Martyrs, are seeing value in staying connected via Facebook and Twitter accounts and hosting online discussion groups. For example, members of the Be a Voice Network are sharing prayer requests, reporting on conferences, and providing updates on persecuted believers from around the world. Are you plugged in? Got a story, prayer request, or burden to share? Your entry point is persecution.com.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus priest? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with a portion of Scripture taken to heart by every real-life Jesus freak. It's in 1 Peter chapter 4. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. You see, Peter saw suffering for his faith as a privilege. After his final arrest and sentencing, Peter announced he was not worthy to be crucified in the same position as his Savior, and requested to die on the cross upside down. How about you? What will be your final request?
How do you respond to the Voice of the Martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
Sitting opposite of me from a table that was in the room, and yet suddenly, losing any form of composure, he began to cry. Then he started to drool uncontrollably, knowing full well that evil spirits were attempting to hinder Josh from getting rid of the anger that raged inside of him. I commanded the powers of the devil to be subject to Jesus Christ. This sparked another demonic reaction, as now the demons within this young man caused his body to shake. Within seconds, Josh violently fell to the floor from the chair he was in and began to thrash around on the floor. I continued to pray. I continued to battle these evil spirits. I continued, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, battle these devils. At one point, the evil spirit in control took the chair and slammed the chair into his head. We're talking about a very violent deliverance, a very violent exorcism. We're dealing with violent, evil spirits, my friends. Evil spirits that desire to devour you, that desire to control you, that desire to destroy you. My friend, do you understand that evil spirits are not gracious beings? They do not know about the love of God within their being. Their very essence, their very character, their very attributes, they do have personal attributes, is one of perversion, of evil, of depravity. They're insane, my friends. You are dealing with insane beings that desire you, desire to devour your children, that desire to devour your grandchildren. What are you going to do about this devil? He's looking, he's looking, he's looking, he's prowling around looking for someone to devour. Are you available to be devoured by the devil? Satan desires you. He desires to devour you, and he's violent. You think he'll be merciful? You think he'll be gracious towards you? No, he wants to destroy you in every aspect of your life. He wants to destroy you, my friends. That's why many of the demons we deal with are very, very outwardly violent, because that's who they are. At one point, the evil spirit in this exorcism literally took control of a chair in the room and slammed the chair into his head. Now, obviously, I grabbed the chairs. I grabbed the table and moved them to the other side of the room, attempting to protect Josh from any further harm that the demons sought to inflict upon this teenager. The rage, the anger had fully manifested within Josh. Not only was there emotions manifesting in full force, but also an evil spirit that I believe attached itself to the rage that Josh had battled up inside for so many years. But the prayers were having an effect upon the demon that took control of Josh's body. And after about 10 minutes of intense, violent behavior and loud screams, the demon was now cornered because of the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power of the ascension of Jesus Christ had cornered the demon. Josh was up against the wall. The demons manifesting. The demon within him was scared, for the power of God had manifested in that hotel room. And that's the victory that we have. We have our power. We have our authority over the evil one. Because we who are in Jesus Christ are seated with him in the heavenly realms. We are in Christ, in God, in the heavenly realms. Now, if Christ has been risen, which he has, and if he ascended to the Father's right hand, which he has, and if he's in that kingship position, which he is, and if we're in him, that means every evil spirit is subject to us, because we're in the Lord Jesus, who is king over all. The demons were scared. Now, I knew full well that Josh wanted liberation. He wanted to be set free from the dark forces that bound him. So I immediately commanded the demons inside Josh to leave. They left. And Josh came out of this demonized, trance-like state completely free from the evil, violent forces that held him captive. We spent hours with him that night, praying for inner healing. And we believe, as Josh sought forgiveness, that deliverance and healing was his to walk in. That night, I was reintroduced again to the devil and his works. What I faced that night was very real and evil. I don't like the devil. I didn't like being reintroduced to the devil and his demons. But I'm thankful that we were there when Josh cried out for help. If you were in my position that night, facing raw evil, face to face, would you be up to standing and fighting the devil? Or would you have simply dismissed the spiritual reality? Either way, you simply cannot take away the truth that the devil is real. And he desires you. That's what the scriptures. Are you a child of the living God? Then you believe his word. And his word says this: be alert. In 1 Peter 5, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He's looking for you, my friend. He's looking for you to devour you. The devil is real, and he's working on planet Earth. For the devil is working within the lives of non-believers. But I should also add, believers also, in the governments of many nations of the world, and in the society that we live in. In the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, it was recorded in Job chapter 1 that God had asked the devil one time, "Where have you come from?" The devil responded by stating he had been roaming through the earth, going back and forth in it. The devil is here on planet Earth, my friends, and seeks to deceive you, seeks to deceive your family, seeks to deceive your community, seeks to deceive your nation and the world. Would you allow me to introduce you to the defeated devil? I want you to know who he is. I want you to know that he does desire you. That's why you need to be alert. You need to be of sober mind. You need to be on guard, for the devil's looking for you. I want you to know who he is. I want to uncover the lies that he promotes and expose his darkest deeds to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I've been introduced to him, and I find him repulsive. I've spoken to his demons, and I find them repulsive. It's been my desire for a quarter of a century to expose the devil's deeds and to present the clear victory that the Lord Jesus Christ has and presents to you and those who serve him. The Lord Jesus Christ, you have victory. And I believe these broadcasts, these global radio presentations will do just that. They will help you to understand the victory that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be aware of his sinister lies. And I want to encourage you with the victory that we have over the evil one. As we understand his final destiny. Do you know his final destiny, my friends? That lake of fire. But we need to know who this devil is. Why he desires you. For he does desire you. I'm so thankful for God's beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who makes his life available to you and I. As you can tell, I'm fired up. The reason I'm fired up is because I'm deeply, deeply burdened for the world. You may be asking, why do you have to yell? Why do you have to scream, rant and rave? It's called passion, my friend. And we need more people in the world to have passion. We need more people with passion for the gospel, passion for the Lord Jesus Christ, passion to set people free, passion to love people, passion to do something in the world, a difference, to make a difference. Why don't you dare to be different today? Today, you can make a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It won't be a popular decision. You'll get mocked. They may even put you to death. The whole world is under the sway of the evil one. But it's the right thing to do. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." The only way you could become a child of the living God is by receiving God's beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into your life tonight. And tonight you could do that. Tonight, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will forgive you. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will set you free. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will protect you. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will provide for you. The blood of Jesus Christ will help you to find the promises of the living God and to obtain them through faith in the living God. Right now, you can become born again. You can become born again. That's amazing to think about it, my friends. You can become born again into God's kingdom and reign with him forever. Having your sins forgiven, having peace. That's the thing I was looking for. As many of you know my story, years of torment, years of Illuminati mind control. Because my family, on my father's side, hundreds of years of Illuminati, secret society involvement. That brought great torment, mind control, confusion, darkness. But the power of the Lord Jesus Christ set me free. And the Lord Jesus Christ will set you free. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command every demon to leave you right now in Jesus' name. Be free. All across this world, souls are being set free by the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the resurrection. By the power of the cross. The power of the crucifixion. The power of the ascension. The power of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus is setting you free. The power, the power, the power of the blood. The sprinkling of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is upon you. And I command every evil spirit of mind control to leave your minds now in Jesus' name. Right now. We've just gotten started, my friends. I'll be back after this brief intermission.
Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Yeah.
Glory.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with the Jesus Freak salute from the Voice of the Martyrs.
After World War II, the border between Ukraine and Romania is heavily guarded for two reasons: to keep Ukrainians in and keep Bibles out. One winter night, Soviet guards spot four fresh sets of footprints in the snow, heading toward the freedom of Romania and Western Europe. The guards hastily follow the tracks further and further away from the four Christians who had left those footprints. You see, the four men weren't escaping the Ukraine. They were Romanian missionaries carrying Bibles into the Ukraine. They had walked backwards across the border, leaving boot prints that led the Soviet guards the opposite direction. For more tales of creative outreach, go online to persecution.com.
Throughout the centuries, there have been numerous nicknames attributed to the devil, including Old Henry, Gentleman Jack, Old Nick, and Old Scratch. You know, nicknames come and go, my friends, but one thing remains about the devil. Despite the ever-changing nicknames, he remains utterly, totally evil, and he desires you. This we know. You know, many speak of the devil in our day without ever thinking twice about whom they are speaking of. I'm sure you've heard the following common idioms that are thrown around quite often to the devil's pleasure each and every day. Such phrases are thrown into ordinary speech all the time, like that little handsome devil, cute little devil, give the devil his due, speak of the devil. All those idioms are very common. The devil makes sure that everyone knows that he's lurking around, that he's there. But who is this devil? Truly, who is this devil? Is he truly the enemy of God? Well, we just read from the book of Peter, 1 Peter. We know he's like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He's the enemy of God, it says. Or is he simply a myth invented by the prophets of old? Hopefully this broadcast will enlighten you and has enlightened you of who this devil is and his sinister start. You know, the devil is an angel, a created spirit being, a defeated created spirit being, and a creature unlike any other. For you must understand, the devil prior to his fall was a high-ranking angel within God's angelic order. Before his rebellion, the devil was considered an anointed cherub and was known as Lucifer, or morning star, meaning one of the brightest ones within this angelic kingdom. As a cherub, Lucifer was a model of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. That's what Ezekiel chapter 28 tells us. The Holy Scriptures speak of Lucifer being ordained, commissioned to be the angel that was to fulfill a very unique and holy role. But something terrible, something horrific happened during this period. Lucifer's heart became proud, my friends. He gave in to pride. The sin against holy God led to his rebellion, affecting countless beings, for he led as many as one-third of the angels to follow him. One-third. You know, Lucifer's rebellion against the triune God was devastating to Lucifer in many ways. His position before God is forever changed. Remember that. His position before God is forever changed. He's no longer in fellowship with God, but rather he's destined for the lake of fire. Not only him, but all the angels now known as demons that fell with him. Lucifer, now known as Satan or the devil, now seeks to hinder the purposes of God and of his children. Satan is seeking to incite rebellion in the hearts of those who follow Jesus Christ. In doing so, he's hoping to render the believer in Jesus ineffective in ministry on this earth. Satan and his evil spirits' chief aim, however, is to blind humans to the gospel message, which saves humans from eternal, fiery hell. That's why you need to say, Lord Jesus, save me. You don't need to go to eternal hell, fiery hell. You need to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Say, Jesus, save me. Forgive me. I repent of my sins. Jesus Christ, be my Lord and Savior. In the Gospel of John, for example, Jesus speaks of the devil and gives us a glimpse of his wicked, utterly wicked character. He speaks of the devil being a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he's a liar and the father of lies. That's what the Lord Jesus says. He's a murderer. The devil's a murderer. A murderer, my friends. The devil is a murderer. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. As you could see, when Jesus speaks of the devil, he speaks of him being a liar, the father of lies. And in a future broadcast, I like to talk about some of these lies that Satan perpetrates upon humans, seeking to deceive them and destroy them. We need to have our eyes open to the truth of who Satan is and expose the lies that he has told since the beginning of man. Yes, Satan desires you. We know this. But more importantly, Jesus desires you. He says, come unto me, all who are weary and burdensome, and I will give you rest. And you can find rest in the person of Jesus, who loves and cares for you, who's so gracious and kind. I look forward to these weeks, this whole entire week of broadcasts, live presentations. I would encourage you again to get to our meeting this Saturday and Sunday, October 27th to 28th. Church of the Cross, Public Deliverance Mission, Waco, Texas, Homewood Suites, Boardroom Meeting Hall, 5620 Legend Lake Parkway in Waco, outside the Dallas area. Saturday service starts at 5 p.m. Sunday service starts at 5 p.m. That's October 27th to 28th, this Saturday and Sunday. Homewood Suites, Boardroom Meeting Hall, 5620 Legend Lake Parkway in Waco, Texas. These services are free, and I would encourage you to make your plans on being there each night. We'll be conducting public exorcisms, and we'll pray for you. You're very important to God. Never forget that. And I bless you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.